Hello and welcome everybody again to my Tuesday conference call. Ted Keyes, your host here, calling you or talking to you from sunny Pasadena, California today. This is a call I do every Tuesday afternoon, 2 o'clock Pacific time, 5 o'clock Eastern time. It's entitled my Tuesday conference call. What I basically do is show you how to efficiently, effectively, and effortlessly move more freight to make more money financially. And I would assume that that is all of our goal to be in this profession. One of our main goals is to make more money financially. As usual, I send everybody out an email that is on the call. Go to that email and let's take a look at a number of those attachments, number of the attachments on the bottom that we're going to talk about today. The first attachment is, if you go ahead and open that up, the first attachment is our Green Meadows Productions leaderboard for last month. As I say every week, make it your goal to look at your name and see it on this leaderboard. I will tell you this, a year ago, if you see the number one person who's leading our revenue, his name was toward the middle or toward the bottom on this leaderboard. I shouldn't go down that far. But over time, he made it a goal to climb this leaderboard, and that's why you see his name there at number one. Same with the gentleman's name for profit margin and also for the top five agents. So my goal is this. Make it your goal once you become a top a producing agent of ours to get your name on this board and continue to climb your name up our leaderboard. Let's go ahead and X out of there and talk about our main topic for today. My topic for today is 6 traits that make you likable. 6 traits that make you likable. Now, think about it. You're a shipping decision maker and you have somebody calling you that is offering their freight services to you. Wouldn't you say that it's important that you like this person or just, you know, have an inkling of, this guy, I'm going to give them the opportunity to move more freight? Well, being likable is believe it or not, a high priority as far as breaking into one's sphere of influence and actually moving their freight. I'm going to talk about 6 traits that will make you likable, meaning it's pretty important. It's very important that your contact, your prospect, your customer actually like you, because typically when we like somebody else, we're going to want to hang out, not necessarily hang out, but we're going to want to spend at least a small amount of time with them. And that's no different as a freight sales agent, a freight sales professional. So let's go ahead and open up that second attachment, that second attachment that reads 6 traits that make you likable. Now, in the freight industry, likability is, as I said earlier, incredibly important. Whether your manager or group of people are looking to work your way up our leaderboard, like I just talked about, your ability to form positive relationships will make it that much more easy when the person on the other end of the line actually likes you. Now, the question is, do you want to be more likable? Well, then pay attention to these 6 traits that will make you likable. Now, let's talk about the first one. The first one to become more liked or to be more likable is to remember people's names, but not only just remember the names, but actually say them, repeat the name back to the individual. I hear this all the time. I'm going to assume that you hear it all the time, but people say this, I'm horrible with names. Well, I'll tell you this. If you're horrible with names, then this profession is not for you. Because if you're going to be a sales professional, one of the first things you have to do is remember and say people's names. But getting back to this phrase here that we hear all the time, I'm horrible with names. It's a phrase, like I said, we've all heard and used ourselves many, many times. The trouble is, this often signals to your prospects that you simply don't care. It's a signal. I mean, if you don't refer to them by their first name or first and last name, they're going to find out real quickly that you don't care. Now, considering the value of introductions in our industry, the freight industry, it's a starting point for turning strangers into acquaintances and then turning acquaintances into actual paying customers. So, based on that, this is definitely a habit worth shaking if you feel that you're horrible with names. Think about the first time we spoke. How many times did I repeat your name to you? Now, I'm not saying you're going to remember that, but believe me, when we first spoke, I repeated your name to you several times. I do it every time I have a call on Tuesday. I ask who's calling, you tell me who's calling, and then I say, welcome, Anthony. Welcome, Stuart. Welcome, Ben. I say your name back to you. This is all a part of remembering people's names and actually saying them. So while there are a number of factors that could be preventing you from registering and remembering someone's name upon meeting them, here are some of the favorite tricks for actually combating that line of, I'm horrible with names. Here's what you're going to do. The first thing to combat this not remembering people's names is repeat it. When somebody tells you their name, repeat it. Do you ever play the name game in school? This is just an example. The one where you say your name and then recall the names of those who went before you. Studies show that students can recall 75% of their classmates' names after participating in the game for just 30 minutes. All it takes is 30 minutes. Now, here's the point. Repeat their name immediately after the person tells you to make it stick. Go back to that first conversation we had. When you told me your name, I repeated it back to you immediately. Why? So, first of all, it would stick in my mind, and also so I could repeat it to you several times. So the first thing to assist you in remembering people's names is repeat it when it's told to you. The second thing here is to make a connection. When it comes to new information, coming to you, research shows that our ability to store information in our long-term memory is influenced by the connections we're able or unable to make to that information. So, whether you're the person you just met, has the same name as your college roommate, or sounds like the name of your favorite TV show character, making an effort to draw a parallel will assist you in the long run. If somebody tells you their name and they tell you their name is Woody, and you've got a large California oak tree in the background, well, relate Woody to that oak tree in the background. Again, this is just an example of making a connection. The third thing to do to assist you in remembering people's names is to offer an introduction. Let me give you an example. Are you networking your way around a room? It's easy to become overwhelmed when you're meeting a bunch of people at once. And that is a challenge. That would be a challenge for me. Before you let someone's name slip away, make it a point to introduce them to one of your friends or other new acquaintances, i.e., have your friends or acquaintances assist you as well. If you're introduced to them, introduce them to somebody else. It's that simple. So, 3 points to assist you in remembering people's names. And then to say them is repeat it, make a connection, and then offer an introduction. Hold on, folks. Wonderful. So that's the first thing. The second trait to be more likable is to mind your manners. Not only that, but mind your mobile manners. likability. And explain further, likability has a lot to do with the interactions people have or don't have with you. If you're one of those people who treats your phone like a third arm, like you can't live without it, you're likely closing yourself off from engaging in a lot of meaningful interactions. Why? Because you're focused on your phone instead of focused on the other person. So while it may be tempting, great example, to Instagram your lunch when you're out with a friend or a friend of a colleague, pulling out your phone isn't always appropriate, i.e. taking a picture of your lunch and showing everybody what you ate that afternoon. 88% of people feel that whipping out your phone at the table is generally not a cool idea or a cool thing to do. Let me say that again. 88% of people feel that whipping out your phone at the table, having lunch, having dinner, is not a cool or good thing to do. So to strengthen more relationships in your life, be more present. What do I mean by that? Be present in the conversation. If your focus is on the conversation with somebody, either in person or on the phone, they're not gonna pay attention to you. If you're not paying attention to them, why should anybody pay attention to you? That's basically the main factor in this one. So mind your mobile manners. The third trait in being more likable is be consistent. Be consistent in your actions, in your interactions, in whatever it is that you do. Here's an example. Every Monday, for those of you that are top performing freight agents, sales agents with Green Meadows Productions, what do I do every Monday? I send you an email to send out to your prospects and your customers. There is an example of being consistent. It's consistent on my part. I send it out to you. Well, what do you do with it? Do you do anything with it? Do you send it out? I'll tell you this. When I'm looking for new business, although I do this anyway, I pay attention to that weekly email that I send out, and I make it worth my while. So there's an example of being consistent, but let me explain here further. Think about your favorite restaurant for a minute. I'll bet that you frequent it so often because you trust that you're going to have a great meal. In other words, your loyalty is a direct reflection of the restaurant's ability to deliver a consistent experience. Am I right on that? You see, as humans, we have a need, we have a requirement for internal consistency. We desire our attitudes, our ideas and beliefs to align and make sense. Therefore, when it comes time to make a judgment call about someone's character, we aim to identify that sense of dependability. My customers, my prospects can expect my weekly email every single Monday. Now, whether they do anything with it or not, I don't know, but here's the thing. They can depend on it being sent. Consistency provides a sense of comfort. When we see someone deliver great work or a positive attitude day after day, it comes easier for us to trust them. Let me say that again. When we see someone deliver great work, great service, a positive attitude day after day, it becomes easier for us to trust them. This is something both freight prospects and customers search for when determining who they desire to do business with, who they wish or desire to move their freight for them. So the third trait is to be consistent. The fourth trait to become more likable by your prospects and customers is ask them questions. Ask questions of others. Show an interest in who it is you're speaking to. Let me give you an example. I was talking to a prospect the other day. He's in Colorado. He works for an animal feed manufacturer. Believe me, I was asking him questions about what he does, the feeds that they produce. Where is he from? Why? Because I could relate. I was born and raised on a farm myself. So I asked questions. I asked questions of him, and I'm telling you to ask questions of your prospects and customers and anyone else you come in contact with. Let me give you an example. Have you ever been trapped in a one-sided conversation? You know the other person's life story, how many kids they have, where they vacationed on their honeymoon, what type of car they drive, and yet they haven't even asked you a single question about yourself. Does anybody, am I the only one that notices that? Well, becoming more likable relies heavily on your ability to make connections with people. And in order to do so, the conversation that you have with other people must lend itself to a little give and take. My point here is don't be the person that does all the talking. That is telling everyone about where they vacationed or where they went on their honeymoon. Be on the other side. Be the one that asks questions. And you know what? If you get all the stuff, well, there's not too much you can do about that. But be reciprocative. Be the one that asks the questions. And in asking the questions, the other person will realize, boy, this guy's asking me a lot of questions about myself. Let me reciprocate and find out who this guy is. So ask questions. Always be asking questions of others. What's the fifth trait? The fifth trait to become more likable is to smile more. To smile more. Here's a good saying. If you see a friend without a smile, give them one of yours. If you see a friend without a smile, give them one of yours. This is a valuable piece of advice for anyone looking to build positive relationships. This is because our emotional expressions, though often overlooked, are used by those around us to build perceptions of us. Now, according to a study, this is a study from Penn State University, people who smile appear more likable, courteous, and competent. Let me say that again. This is a study from Penn State University. They claim that people who smile appear more likable, courteous, and competent. Now, can people see a smile on the phone? Can you see me smiling right now as I'm talking to this? No. But believe me, your attitude and the words you say and how you say it will come off as somebody with a smile. Two more studies from Sweden, 1202, 1211, confirm that other people's smiles suppress the control we usually have over our facial muscles, which then cause us to smile. If you're talking to somebody and they're just smiling from ear to ear, it's going to eventually get us to smile. Talk about instant likability. So the fifth trait to become more likable is to smile more. The sixth trait to become more likable is to express empathy. Express empathy. And our ability to detect, understand, and feel another's emotions plays a huge, huge part in the way we form connections and build relationships, especially with our prospects and customers. It also influences the way people perceive us, both personally and professionally. Empathy is something we value, and it's rooted in understanding. Basically, when somebody understands what we're talking about, that is empathy. So keep these empathy tips in mind. I'm going to go over three again. The first one is listen. The second one, keep an open mind. The third one is to, again, ask questions, as I talked about earlier. Real quickly on listening, before you chime in, allow the other person to make their point entirely. Don't say anything until they actually finish talking. Sometimes we only hear half the story, which causes us to act or respond in a way that doesn't make sense. So the first tip to expressing empathy is listen. The second tip is keep an open mind. Rather than concerning yourself with always being right, do your best to remove any bias that's going on in your mind while you're conversing. This will help you to see the situation for what it is, not what it isn't. The third one, again, is to ask questions. When you're being empathetic, ask questions. If you don't fully understand where someone is coming from, ask them to clarify what it is that they're talking about. Sometimes empathy can be achieved through asking questions that reveal even more context. So, if you're looking to become more likable with in any of your relationships that you have, especially as a freight sales professional, then the first one is remember people's names and say them. Second one, mind your mobile manners. Third, be consistent. Fourth is to ask questions of who it is that you're relating to. Fifth one is to smile more. The sixth one is to express empathy. I'm not getting all touchy-feely and emotional here. I'm telling you how to be more likable because that will then that'll then relate to your prospects and customers that you deal with on a regular, daily, weekly basis. Great topic, six traits to become, or six traits that make you more likable as a person and as a freight sales professional. Let's go ahead and move on here to our Remember series. Excuse me. Open up that third attachment. So to become more likable, remember, when you're talking to your prospects and customers, that our customers are the most important people in our business. And how important is it that they like us? Because typically, if somebody doesn't like you, they're not going to deal with you. I know that's the case for me. So our customers are the most important people in our business. Our customers aren't dependent on us. We're dependent on them. How much more important is it then that they like us or at least like the service, the outstanding freight service that we're providing? The last point on this is our customers are not an interruption. They are the purpose of our work, and they are the purpose of our work that we do professionally and successfully. So remember these important points about our customers and, again, how important it is that they like us in the process. Let's go ahead and X out of there and open up that fourth attachment, guys. That fourth attachment reads, again, remember when you're calling, communicating with your prospects and customers that people, as I said earlier, love to talk about themselves. Again, this goes hand in hand with being likable and having likability. Remember, people love to talk about themselves. So what are you going to do in the process? Find a subject, find an idea or a situation that you're both interested in. You won't be able to stop them from talking. Remember, people love to talk about themselves. If you want to get a good conversation going, then just ask them questions about themselves. They will, believe me, they will hold you in high esteem, especially when you keep repeating their name over and over again. Let's go ahead and X out of there and open up that fifth attachment. Speaking about names, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers that the sweetest sound to a person's ear is the sound of their name. The sweetest sound to a person's ear is the sound of their name. After you remember their name, repeat it many times while you're conversing with them. I don't think I have to say any more about this. Boy, if I could only stress how important it is. If there's just one skill, one trait that you can learn on becoming more likable, is to remembering people's names and repeating it many times while you're conversing with them. Let's go ahead and X out of that point and open up that sixth attachment. That sixth attachment reads, speaking of names and how to become better at repeating them to people, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers that when calling prospects with a difficult name, tell the gatekeeper. Now, this is if you know or when you know the shipping decision maker's name ahead of time. But it's just a bunch of letters to you. Well, here's what you do when you're calling and you're talking to the gatekeeper. Say this, I'm looking for Ted. Say that this is my name that you're looking for. I'm looking for Ted. His last name is K-E-Y. Start spelling the person's last name. That's the point here. I'm looking for Ted. His last name is H-O-U. Once they see that you're attempting to pronounce her name, or that you're pronouncing the name, they know that you're having, you know, they've seen this guy's name or this woman's name. They're going to pronounce the correct name for you. So that's what you do when you're calling a prospect with a difficult name. Tell the gatekeeper, whoever answers the phone, I'm looking for Ted. His last name is K-E-Y. As soon as they see you do that, they'll pronounce the correct name for you. Not only will they do that because you made the effort, they're going to transfer you to them, to him or her. Effort goes a long, long way in any profession. As long as people see that you're making the effort, they'll give you the opportunity. It's that simple. Go ahead and X out of there and open up that that next one, point number 7, I believe it is. Remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, to prepare for each call by asking, how can I assist this person? That comes after relating to them. But when you're calling your prospects and customers, prepare for each call by asking, not only how can I assist this person, but what can I say to them where they'll actually speak to me? What can I say to them, depending on where the conversation is going, what can I say where I will be viewed in a like manner, or I will be viewed in high likability? So prepare for each call by asking, how can I get this guy to like me? Because that's important. Then how can I assist this person to move their freight? Great topic today on how to be more likable. Let's go ahead and open up that last attachment. As you all know or don't know, I am a firm believer in the Bible, what the Bible says. I read it daily. My Bible insight for today is godly freight agents refrain from needless criticism. Godly freight agents refrain from needless criticism. Now, I get this from the book of James in the New Testament, chapter 3, verse 13, which reads, don't criticize one another, brothers. He who criticizes a brother or judges his brother criticizes the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. Simply put, don't stick around, don't sit around and criticize your brother. And, you know, avoid needless criticism, whether you hear somebody criticizing somebody else, or if you have the desire to criticize somebody. What do I mean by this? Well, from experience, we know that it's easier to criticize than to correct. We understand that it's easier to find faults than solutions, and we realize that excessive criticism is usually destructive, not productive. Yet the urge to criticize sometimes others remains a powerful temptation for most of us. So in this verse 11, James issues a clear warning. I just read it to you earlier. Don't criticize another brothers. Undoubtedly, James understood the paralyzing power of chronic negativity, and so should we. Our task as obedient believers is to break the twin habits of negative thinking and critical speech. So how can we apply this? Well, reading down to my application there, if you're too critical of other people or of yourself, it's time to become more forgiving and less judgmental. Let me say that again. If you're too critical of other people or of yourself, it's time to become more forgiving and less judgmental. Thomas More, a great theologian from many, many years ago, put it this way. He stated, we would all much better mend our ways if we were as ready to pray for one another as we are to offer one another reproach and rebuke. What a great way to end this topic today on being likable, and that is to refrain from criticism, because godly freight agents refrain from needless criticism. Great topic for today on likability. For those of you that have a burn-in desire to be a top-notch, top-producing freight agent with our office, Green Meadows Productions, I'm the person to speak to. Give me a call, Ted Keyes, again at 626-309-9141. If you have any questions about this call today, points that I went over, go ahead and call me at the same number, 626-309-9141. If you have any desire to hear the podcast on this call, then go to my website, tedkeysonline.com, and click on the podcast link. If you have any desire concerning our top-notch freight system that we actually utilize to move our freight, then those questions are to be directed to my beautiful wife, Maria, at the same number, 626-309-9141. Take these traits into consideration. Work on them. It's so important that you are liked by your prospects and customers in this profession. Take care, folks. God bless. That concludes our call for today. Join me again next week at the same time for on my Tuesday conference call. Take care.
Thank you.